Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tony Ramey, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
With the dashboard speakers cranking out Born to Run, I said there's four lanes of blacktop rolling on out into the night sky. I don't know where they're going, but I hear them calling our name. Let's bet all we got nothing to lose on that white line. Whatever happens, you know I'm sure of one thing. Long as it's you and me, baby, driving each other crazy, revving that 70 Chevy while we're young and wild and free. True love running 90 to nothing, hearts pumping, searching for something, rolling like thunder and lightning. Baby, we were meant to be. Why don't we run away? Come on, run away. Run away with me. Oh, yeah. Ah, we got the moon in the rearview mirror and on the highway. Got the wind through the windows and the freedom under our wheels. I know this old Nova don't fly, but at least we could drive away. As fast as these horses will run, see just how good it feels. Wrong is you. Baby, driving each other crazy, revving that 70 Chevy while we're young and wild and free. True love running 90 to nothing, hearts pumping, searching for something, rolling like thunder and lightning. Baby, we were meant to be. Why don't we run away? Come on and run away. Run away with me. Oh, yeah. Aha. As long as it's you and me, baby, driving each other crazy, revving that 70 Chevy while we're young, wild and free. True. Hearts pumping, searching for something, rolling like thunder and lightning. Baby, we were meant to be. Why don't we run away? Come on and run away. Be a runaway. Run away with me. Oh, yeah. Ah, ah.
Writing was always a result of just being for me. I never set out to write something. I always just sort of it happened as a result of my mind, the way it works, and my fascination with art and poetry, and whether the art is painting or pencil sketch or short stories or novels. You know, I was always just very fascinated with it. And the way my brain kind of works, it's all, you know, I guess it's ADHD on, you know, steroids, as they say. But I was always thinking in terms of creating something, you know, mm-hmm. story-wise or poetry-wise. And so the songwriting was just a natural extension of all of that. So I never set out to want to be a writer. I just, that was kind of a result of my probably my personality, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So by the time I moved to Nashville, when I landed my first publishing deal, I remember the first meeting I took with my first publisher. He was an old publisher in town, and I didn't really know a lot about how it worked. And I remember the first meeting I took with my first publisher, he offered me a writing deal. And I didn't know this at the time, but it's where a publisher will sign a songwriter and call them a staff writer, and they'll pay them a draw on recoupable advance on royalties. You know, when you get your royalties, they get paid back, and then you make your half as a writer, right? I was just looking for somebody to take interest in my songs and pitch them to artists to try to get recorded some of my songs, to sell my songs, right? So I was in the meeting, and I remember he said, well, I'll tell you what, you've got a lot to learn, got a long way to go, but I like what you're doing. I hear something in what you're doing. So I'll give you $200 a week, you know, to write songs. And in my head, I was thinking, $200, this guy's going to pay me for doing something that I would do anyway, you know, I'm normally doing anyway. I can't believe it. So I didn't know that I said this out loud until I said it. I went, $200? And he said, okay, it was $250. That's as high as I can go. You know? So I negotiated up.
Excellent. Nice job. How many songs were you expected to write during the course of that $200 week?
You know, I read the contract. I read it, and I was like, okay, well, this looks fine. You know, I mean, he's going to pay me to write songs and pitch my songs, so this looks okay. And then I read the section about the quota. There's a song quota. And I was like, oh, man, it's going to be a song quota. Like, he's going to have me write a song a day, or I have to write five songs. So the quota was one song a month. One song a month? Do these people know what they're doing with these writers? You know, one song a month, man. If you can't write one song a month, you don't need to be getting paid, you know. Some are deep, some are not, some never hurt at all, some hurt a lot, some are there from our mistakes, and they're all that's left to show the choices that we made. Even the ones too small to notice are there to remind us who we are. And I believe that if the world could look inside us, still might see a blemish on our hearts from these scars. I've got mine, and you got yours, and we've lived enough to know not to hide them anymore, 'cause we've had time, and time can heal. It can change the way we look, it can change the way we feel. And I understand as well as you do, sometimes it hides in the dark. But love was never meant to be that easy, and they don't just disappear in the dark. These scars and the pain that I remember is the pain that makes me stronger. I've had to look at life that way, and I've learned to rise above it, to keep from going under. Take it step by step, day by day. And I'm not ashamed of what you see, 'cause every single scar has become a part of me. And all I know is here and now. Yesterday's gone, and we made it through somehow. Looking back, I'm glad I took my chances. They were worth at least enough to leave a mark. maybe we don't know where we're going, but it's enough for me to know where we'll start. With these scars, these scars. Thank y'all. When you've been doing it 20-some-odd years, you kind of figure a lot of stuff out by accident, you know, which I have, but I was never schooled or trained. I mean, I play the piano the same way. I mean, I play it out of necessity, you know, when I'm trying to show a piano player. That's not exactly what I want. Let me show you. And then I'll stumble around for a little bit and have to rehearse. And a lot of the instruments on my albums I play because I just don't like... You know, if I bring in a musician and they're not hearing what I want, or they're not playing, because musicians are technical, in many ways technical. They're creative, but they're also technical by nature in some respect, especially if they're really trained, you know. And a lot of times that's my limitations on the instrument are what brings something to it, because I can't go certain places. I default, you know. And that's what brings the sound that I'm, that is
you,
me.
That
yeah,
is your thing.
I mean,
right.
I wish I could play it better, but on the other hand, I don't in some ways. You know,
well, you make me really, I mean, you really pull me into your songs because of that rhythm.
My arm gets tired.
Yeah, I bet it does. So you worked for the publishing company. You learned early in your career, part of the way a songwriter can make a living is by creating songs that other people might end up carrying, or that other people might end up interpreting, and that interpretation might be a little bit different from what originally intended. How does that work?
It depends on the artist, but most of the time, if it's, you know, real artists like, you know, like George Strait or John Michael Montgomery or Trish Yearwood, I mean, these are wonderful artists, so it's going to be difficult for them to go in and mess something up, you know. I mean, I don't expect, you know, when I heard Trisha Yearwood's version of Second Chance that we that Clay Mills and Irene Kelly now put together for, and that was by assignment as well for a TV show. Didn't make the TV show, but Trisha Yearwood loved the song and picked it up and recorded it. Well, I can guess what's on your mind tonight. You've been going round and round in circles, trying to find the words that sound right. You don't have to be so careful and so kind. I know what you're trying to say. If you don't mind, just give it to me straight, babe. Don't want no watered down goodbye. Give it to me straight, babe. Cause it don't taste sweeter when it's poured on ice. Don't you order up no fine wine. Don't you talk about a good time. Just tell me, get up and walk away. Like my heartaches, like my whiskey, if that's okay. Just give it to me straight. Give it to me straight. No use trying to stir old memories now. If it's over, then it's over, babe. I'll just swallow hard and get through somehow. Already shaking, so just buy me something strong. Get used to the burn. For all the nights I'll have to drink alone. Give it to me straight, babe. Don't want no watered down goodbye. Give it to me straight, babe. Cause it don't taste sweeter when it's poured on ice. Don't you order up no fine wine. Don't you talk about the good time. Just tell me, up and walk away.
like my heartaches, like my whiskey, if that's okay. Just give it to me straight. Give it to me straight. Like my heartaches, like my whiskey, if that's okay. Just give it to me straight. Give it to me straight.
So Gordon and I got together one day to write something that was not George Strait. We were just wanting to write something that was cool and Zydeco-ish, you know, and so, you know, we came up with, you know, just did something crazy, and then he winds up recording it, you know. Writing for an artist is a moving target, and so I learned that after a few years in Nashville, not to write for an artist, you know. It's never worked for me to sit down and say, let's write something for George, or let's write something for Tricia, or let's write something for, let's look at the tip sheet. And a lot of writers do that, and they're successful at it. I mean, I don't know how they do it, but they do it. I don't know why it works for them, but it never worked for me. I was always interested in just writing for myself, and if I liked it, odds were somebody else may like it too. I mean, and the odds aren't very good. I mean, you know, 3,800, 4,000 songs, and I've had maybe 4 dozen cuts. That's not a great ratio, but
I don't know.
But you know, I mean, that's part of, you know, the process.
I'll be stuck in the city, sirens away. And I close my eyes sometimes and dream. Warm breeze is blowing, dust will stir. Coyotes calling my name, and I think of how much things have changed, and think of this ain't no country for old boys like me that grew up on back rivers and creeks. When neighbors were strangers, when you needed a hand, and haggard and yawns didn't live on. Cowboys drank whiskey and movies weren't filthy and reality wasn't TV. No, this ain't no country for old boys like me. Far from the concrete and steel, there's a main street that runs by the old 5 and 9. And a morning newspaper full of county fair winners, instead of kids doing drugs and hard times. Lost somewhere in the back of my mind, I think of this ain't no country for old boys like me who grew up on back roads and rivers and creeks.
cowboys drank whiskey, and movies weren't filthy, and reality wasn't TV. Now this ain't no country for old boys like me. Not for old boys like me.
Thank y'all.
We would like to thank Tony Ramey for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, namely, very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you, Becky. And the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thanks to all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Especially we thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. For more information, check out weku.fm. Remember, we have a new schedule on WEKU. 2 hours of Red Barn beginning on your Saturday evening with an encore performance of Red Barn Radio at 6 p.m., our latest program at 7 p.m., and then that program is rebroadcast on Sundays at 8 p.m. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's give it up one more time. Tony Ramey, everyone.
My daddy watched the evening news, paid Uncle Sam and union dues for 30 hard-won years without complaint. He'd tell me, son, you best hit the books. The way I see it, this whole world looks like it ain't no place to try and make a living sing. So he and Mama did the best, and I made the grade and passed some tests. But this old guitar became a real bad habit. In between the dreams and the fairy tales and the shooting stars and wishing wells, I convinced myself to still believe. I gave everything I had for what little I've got. It's too late now to double back. So just keep going no matter what. Oh, regrets and might have been. There's a few still hanging on. Ain't never had two dimes to spend, but I've always had a song. With the sold out crowds and empty rooms, all the beer and cheap perfume, and the years and the miles, and I'm still climbing. And it's taken all the dues I paid and the cities and the towns I played to figure out it just comes down to chance and time. Some clap their hands, some shake their heads, ask me why I ain't made it yet. And the ones who love you pretend to understand it. Why the show is over and they're going home, but you're back out on that road alone thinking this ain't quite the way you planned it. I gave everything I had for what little I got. It's too late now to double back.
So just keep going no matter what. Oh, regrets and mighty big ends, they the few still hanging on. Ain't never had two dimes to spend, but I've always had a song. Ain't never had two dimes to spend, but I've always got a song.
Thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
Tony Ramey.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tony for being with us tonight. We thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. We'd like to thank Chef Craig Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. More information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen Locally, working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, lookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.